two women are vying to replace former Republican State Representative Mark Honeydell, who left the legislature to work in the private sector. The GOP candidate in the 21st Assembly District race is Jessie Rodriguez, who recently left her job at Hispanics for School Choice in order to campaign full-time. Rodriguez says some parents weren't able to get in on this year's expansion of taxpayer-funded vouchers, and she wants to increase enrollment caps on the program.
Parents want choices, and the work that I've done in the last 3 years, it's very clear to me that parents have choices because children are different, and so parents realize that they need to have different educational options for their children in order to help them succeed.
Rodriguez has backing from some state and national pro-voucher groups. Her Democratic opponent, Elizabeth Coppola, a fundraiser for United Way, says she's hearing a lot of support for public education.
Every door I've been at, people have said, you know, please protect our public schools. And so I think that this community recognizes that the strong public schools are the cornerstone of this strong community. And especially regarding my opponent, I think if you can't go to a door and hear that, then you're not listening.
Coppola says when it comes to job creation, the state needs to first boost investment in the technical college system. Rodriguez talks about reducing what she calls overregulation on businesses. Both candidates had get-out-the-vote events on Saturday, trying to remind people there's an election tomorrow in the 21st Assembly District. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.